In this bulletin, Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the worst of the stresses on the energy grid are over. Australia will provide $50 million to Sri Lanka to meet urgent food and healthcare needs. And Queensland says they're going to focus on themselves despite mass New South Wales changes for Game 2 of the State of Origin. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Federal Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the worst of the stresses on the energy grid have passed, although admitting significant strains on the power grid still remain. The Energy Security Board has released a paper recommending coal and gas-fired generators as an ongoing part of the energy mix. The board says underwriting the companies that operate such generators as part of a capacity mechanism will not impact the transition to clean energy. And Mr. Bowen says such a mechanism is consistent with the government's carbon emissions reduction aims because it supports the transition to renewables. The nation's energy ministers will meet again on Friday. Mr. Bowen says he's confident that they can keep working together to fix the relevant problems.
This latest paper today is the next step. It simply informs state and territory ministers and myself about the issues to be worked through. We'll be working through those in coming weeks and months. I'm very, very confident the goodwill that has been displayed around the table between state and territory energy ministers and myself will continue to be reflected, and we will develop a capacity mechanism which works for the task at hand, which is to ensure reliability as we undertake this massive transformation in our energy grid to being much more renewably focused.
Australia will provide $50 million to Sri Lanka to meet urgent food and healthcare needs. The present economic crisis in Sri Lanka has led to shortages of food, medicine and fuel. The $50 million consists of $22 million for the UN World Food Programme, $23 million for development assistance for the coming financial year, and $5 million recently provided for UN agencies in Sri Lanka. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says there are deeper consequences for the region if the crisis continues. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews have announced a new melanoma and cancer centre as part of the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. The $152 million centre will be called the Paula Fox Melanoma and Cancer Centre. It's named after the philanthropist Paula Fox, who has a personal connection to melanoma research and treatment. Mr. Albanese says the healthcare sector should be driven by providing solid outcomes for patients.
One thing that we have to remember it's about is patients. That's what it's about. And if you put patients front, centre and behind, then you'll get much better outcomes if they can focus.
Today marks World Refugee Day, which comes as there are now more than 100 million people displaced across the globe. The number of countries affected by conflict has also doubled from what it was a decade ago. But Australians have responded with immense generosity following the Taliban takeover of Kabul in Afghanistan and the outbreak of war in Ukraine in recent times, raising over 20 million. The United Nations Refugee Agency representative for Australia, New Zealand and the Pacific, Nijit Lam, says the increase in support for refugees in Australia is promising.
I think it's very encouraging because, like I said, you know, against the background of the sheer number of people being displaced globally today, I think that we need countries like Australia and you know, other countries in the world to help to shore up that support.
In rugby league, Queensland coach Billy Slater says his team will be focused on themselves, despite the opponents, New South Wales, making mass changes for the second State of Origin game in Perth this weekend. New South Wales must win Game 2 to be a chance of winning the three-match series and have made six changes to their side. Queensland, by contrast, has made just two. Slater says Queensland will need to improve to win Game 2, even though they had a victory in Game 1.
Yeah, I think both sides will be prioritising their preparation around themselves, and that's what we need to do. We need to have a look at, you know, what we did well in Game 1 and how we can get better.
I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.